Let's go and check out. Let's go hear from Mike Schilt, the manager of the Padres. He spoke with the media, and here's what he told them.
Let's pull up a seat in the manager's office and hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt, presented by Sinley Food. Spice up your culinary life.
Mike, just command issues in the zone for Joe tonight on the long balls?
I think at the end of the sequences, yes. I thought, I won't speak for him clearly. You guys will talk to him, but I thought the stuff was coming out pretty good, and the sequences were good. Just wasn't able to, with certain guys, finish them. So I think that was the biggest thing, but the stuff is still encouraging.
With Nola tonight, he looked pretty tough with a two-seam fastball-curveball combination. Is there anything more you guys could have done possibly, or just a tough night with a guy?
Tough sledding when a guy's throwing, commanding the ball to both sides of the plate, changing speeds. He was pretty much pitching where he wanted to. He's on the corners a lot, getting ahead in the counts and changing speeds. I mean, that was nice pitching performance by him, one of the better ones we've seen this year.
What can you assess about Joe's season? The stuff seems at times to be really, really good. Typical Joe. But finishing guys has been an issue, and, there have been some rough starts.
There has. I think it's just about the consistent execution. I think that's going to be the case with pretty much any pitcher, including Joe. And, listen, I know he's frustrated. Like I say, the stuff's there. The Christmas, the pitches have been there recently. The breaking ball's been there. The slider's improved. The fastball's had some life to it. It's just about being able to finish out hitters. And, sometimes you run through a place where, you're over the plate a little bit too much and you pay for it, and Joe's in that mix a little bit. So he'll be fine. Again, like I said, there'd be some concern if it wasn't as crisp or it wasn't as he didn't feel as good as he does. But, he's just able to got to finish hitters.
I know it was a long time, or it seems like a long time ago, but that play in the first inning to end the first inning by Manny, how good was it to see that back?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because it's the highlight of my note, that and Graham Pauly. Just to go out and I told Ruben, I said, probably not Schwarber. I wish he would have been the first ball it hit to him to start the game. I was like, there's a pretty good chance Turner's going to hit a ground ball to Manny. And just like, boom, in the back end, it's like, all right. And, I turned to Victor and he's like, what a guy. Like, what? It's just so easy. And just great to see him out there. Wish we had a better circumstances to celebrate it. But it was really good to see the big man out in the hot corner.
What do you kind of made of the way Joe's kind of handled some of these early season struggles and kind of knowing what he does and who he is and kind of the way he's worked through? He works through things, and, he's kind of tireless in that regard.
Yeah, he's a tireless worker. Again, I can't speak for how he's feeling, but I can only articulate what I see. And I see a guy, Joe Musgrove, care factor is super high, the work ethic's off the charts, the dedication to this team being great is high. And, he's delivered for this organization quite a bit. And there's a lot of bright moments in the future for Joe. But when he doesn't have as many as he'd like, there's a frustration level. But he's a professional, and he handles it with the utmost professionalism. And he's just a real pro. And I know it's, eating at him a little bit, but it only fuels Joe. So, I'm confident he's going to be in a good spot for a long time this season.
With Manny, and this might be a better question for Manny, but is it almost better for him to get as many chances as he had tonight just to kind of to be throwing consistently? Because he's talked a lot about the ups and the downs and the kind of getting hot and then getting cold. To have as many chances as he did in his first game back, is that almost an easier way to get back into it?
I think it's good, man. You're out there. Let's break the ice a little bit. And he was able to get, the backhand. And, man, it's so fun to watch him throw. It's like, whew, looked good. So that was encouraging, too. And, came in on the ball as well. So being able to get multiple plays with different looks is a good thing for the first time out.
I know probably not tomorrow with their starter, but might Graham Pauly get some more looks at DH?
I think that's, within reason, yeah. I mean, tomorrow they got a tough lefty going, so maybe a different look. And, of course, we got Manny that'll likely be in that spot, unless he comes in and pounds the table and says he wants back at third and feels great. But I think we'll probably be smart and get him back in the DH spot tomorrow. And he took two good at-bats tonight and, almost hit a three-run homer to give us, the lead back or get us a lead. And, he's earning some more opportunity.
there have been some at-bats where maybe it's looked like he hasn't played a lot in the majors, but then he sure can get a hold of some. What have you seen about Graham?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's a kind of a catch-22. He's gotten, first time up, he got a fair amount of at-bats. I mean, I looked at it, and, you know, we were in that kind of a triangle with him and Paulie and Wade and Rosario, and, you know, I think he left with about 16 at-bats, and the guys were in the low 20s, and, you know, it looked like he was feeling his way, rightfully so, and went back down, got his swing on, and came back, and, you know, now we're, you know, competing with a lot of other guys that are playing well. Looked at some of the numbers today with the job that collectively the third base group had done in Manny's absence, and it was positive. You know, guys represented and competed and helped us win games, and so, you know, Wadey and Rosario earned those opportunities too, and, you know, that's what the big leagues are about, is earning those opportunities, and you know, Graham took some good swings tonight, so there's a bats in his future.
Tari and Kimi, they came out early. Are they fine?
Yeah, they're fine. They're fine. I mean, you know, listen, we never want to take him out of a game, but the fact of the matter, that's the first time Kimmy's been off his feet all year. Buggy, good teammate, slid over to short. Toddy's been grinding and playing pretty much every day. Got him out earlier in a game when we were at a lead, but just an opportunity coming off the road for those guys getting after it, and much there on the bases and playing the game the way they play the game, hard and correctly. Just, you know, we're always optimistic, but at that point in the game, it just made sense to give them a little bit of a blow.
What did you think of what Estrada gave you today?
Very, very pleased. You know, very pleased with what Estrada did. He came in. You know, the life on the heater. I mean, it's not only velocity, but just the metrics will tell you, it's just got a lot of carry to it. It gets on guys, and the split was really good too. And, you know, it was huge. You know, again, we found ourselves, you know, looking at needing a lot of innings out of the bullpen. He was able to grab 2+, and, you know, didn't love having to bring Tommy in, but he's our freshest guy with the righties, but that's kind of where we were. And but he was able to get through, get a little bit, and Cole, you know, huge eighth and ninth to make sure we didn't use another guy. So, but I thought Estrada was really good.
Not to pound that too much, but I noticed, like, the bullpen phone didn't ring till after the last homer. You were really hoping to get Joe through as much as you possibly could, right? And the fact that he was able to get to the fourth, was that?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, you know, when you have a veteran guy, even a younger guy, but, you know, starters like Joe, they you know, struggle early. Got to give them the benefit of doubt, settling down. And plus, they know the gig, you know. They know that they've got to carry the mail a little bit. And, you know, it's a fine line because, again, we liked his stuff, and he was able to go out and grab and finish through four. Because, you know, when you're at home, you got nine, and you're down. So, you know, that extra inning was big for us. And, you know, him able to get through that was as much as he could give us was really important.
All right, that was Mike Schilt after the game talking to reporters, and we'll get into a couple things that he said in just a second. But first, we need to pause for station identification. All right, Matt Scraby back with you here in the loft of the Western Metal Building here at Petco Park. The Padres fall to the Phillies 9-3 tonight. Joe Musgrove takes the loss, only goes 3 2/3, and he gives up the most home runs of his career, 4 home runs. And so not a good start for Joe. But Mike Schilt, he said something, you know, when they were asking him about Joe, he said that his stuff is good and he just needs to be more consistent with his execution, which is a pretty, you know, I think any of us could see that. But I think that we aren't giving Joe Musgrove enough credit. He, like Mike Schilt said, he's delivered for this organization quite a bit. We've seen him in the playoffs deliver. We've seen him throughout the season deliver. No hitter. And, I mean, I'm seeing on social media, I'm seeing on the YouTube chat, just a lot of anger over Joe Musgrove right now. And I do understand that, because Joe Musgrove is one of the guys that you think is going to go out there and he's going to put up an effort that's going to get the Padres a win. It just didn't happen tonight. We go back to Sunday again, and he did get the win over the Cubs, and he pitched very well. He pitched 7 innings, only gave up 2 runs. So I think we need to give Joe a little bit more space to figure out what's going on this season, because obviously, as we just said, consistency has been the problem. And once Joe figures out the consistent execution that he needs. I think he's going to return to the Joe Musgrove form. I mean, if he's still throwing with the same velocity as he has in the past, then we know at some point he's going to be able to control control his pitches, and he's going to be able to get in the zone. And that just didn't happen tonight.